Okay, good morning. Neil here with the Off the Meta Show, my series Who's Who in Santa Cruz. And today I've stopped this guy on the campaign trail, Mr. Sean Doherty. I want to make sure I get the Irish slash Scottish pronunciation for that name. And he is vying for Congress, correct?
That's right.
You are up
U.S.
against,
Congress.
U.S. Congress, up against the Panetta juggernaut. But you know what? Someone's got to do it, and I'm, you know, it's a tall order, but get stuck in, as they say in England, get in, and give it a try, you know. So, question number one, Sean, is I always ask everybody, what's your favorite Marianne's ice cream flavor?
Well, look, there's a difference between good vanilla and bad vanilla. Like yeah. Everybody says vanilla is plain, but I just had their vanilla within the past week.
Is it good? So,
oh yeah, it was great.
Was it French vanilla or just vanilla?
I don't know. Vanilla bean. I don't know. I'm not the one who picked it up, so I'm not sure. But it was delicious.
Tell us about your campaign and what you're for and what you're doing and who you. And just give us a kind of a synopsis here for the next 10, 15 minutes about what you're trying to do for our community.
Sure. Well, one of the major themes of my campaign is we need to get corporate money out of politics.
Okay.
I think that as long as our representatives are taking money from the fossil fuel industry, we're not going to take the necessary action to address climate change. As long as our politicians are taking money from private health insurers, we're not going to get single-payer health care, Medicare for all.
Okay.
And the list goes on, you know, free college, affordable housing. You know, there are all these corporate interests that want different policies than those that would benefit us,
okay,
the ordinary Americans. So, and that's why I'm running as a Green. The members of the Green Party can't take corporate money. So what I ultimately want to see is law that prohibits corporate donations to political campaigns. But I can't do that as a person. All I can do is control myself.
Right.
So I'm joining a party that bans it, ultimately hoping to achieve public finance reform, public campaign financing, so that the representatives can't take that money that's a conflict of interest.
So how are you funding yourself?
Mostly through donations from individuals, right. I'd say primarily in this district.
It has to be individuals, right? Can't be companies.
I'm not allowed to take from corporations.
Right. Yeah.
But I did take a donation from Santa Cruz for Bernie. I also took a donation from the Green Party of the United States.
Okay.
I think those may be the only two that weren't.
Is there a limit that they can donate, or is it?
Well, they didn't get anywhere near the limit.
Yeah.
It's 10 bucks. The Green Party is not flush with cash.
Yeah.
I can tell you the amount, 600. Green Party gave me 600.
Okay. So tell us about your background. You know, just give us the whole little synopsis on your background and why you end up sitting in front of me wearing a nice cardigan, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, I like the cardigan. The cardigan's a good look.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll tell
there
my
was
wife
a very
that
famous guy
that.
In England on TV. His name was Val Dunican, and he always wore the really nice cardigans.
Okay.
It reminds me of Val Dunican.
Nice. I'll take it as a compliment.
Yes.
So I'm from the Midwest, born and raised in Illinois, moved around the country once I got out of the house for jobs primarily.
Yeah.
Came to the Bay Area for a job. I'm in the tech sector.
Okay.
I've been living here since 2015, in Santa Cruz since 2016. That's where I met my wife. We've been married since 2018. We got a toddler. Running for office right now is insane. I have a full-time job.
Because you're a new father.
That's right.
Yeah.
I never knew how much spare time I had until I had a kid, and then I didn't have it anymore.
You don't have it anymore. It's gone.
Yeah,
so it comes back eventually, but
that's nice.
Once about 25 years old, you got 25 years to go.
So, but paradoxically, I don't think I would have run for office if it weren't for having him. Having him made the future feel very real, not hypothetical, and particularly climate and war.
For someone like, you know, I've been thinking about my son who's, you know, just got married 3 years ago, about do you actually want to, wasn't, I think something you should be concerned about is, do you want to bring a child up in today's world?
You know? Well, the answer is yes. My wife and I were very intentional in bringing a child into the world. But my wife and I are absolutely terrified of where this world is headed currently, I mean, we need some major, major course corrections.
Right.
Particularly, as I said, with climate. I mean, this year, the U.S. is drilling more oil than it's ever drilled before. Right. It's going in exactly the wrong direction. We need to stop all new oil and gas projects now.
Everything?
Everything.
Across the board.
No new projects. I'm not saying you cut off all the wells right now. Right. Obviously, okay. The economy would collapse.
Okay. Yeah.
But no new projects. And so you start phasing things down. We certainly can't be developing new projects, extracting more oil.
Okay. Middle East. I saw a comment that you made about the Middle East, about the war going on in the Middle East. Something that affects you in any way?
Well, it does affect me. So first, and this is frankly the issue that motivates most of my supporters. So there are three people on the ballot. I'm the only one calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
Yeah.
So that strongly distinguishes me from the other two.
Right.
Does it affect me personally? Well, I suppose it does. Like I've got first cousins who live in Israel. I was just on the phone with Israel this morning. Yeah. I have coworkers in Israel, and we were video conferencing. And you know, it's you don't know what to say. Right. Like you just don't. I try to stay away completely from politics.
I was there after the Six-Day War many, many moons ago. I think it's a war that's been going on for thousands of years and it's going to continue for thousands of years. I don't know how they're going to stop it.
Right. Well, I mean, to me, first thing is ceasefire. It's that simple.
Well, that's the first. That would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it needs to be unconditional. And once the bombs stop dropping, then we can start discussing a long-term solution. And right. I think the long-term solution has to include an end of occupation, an end of an apartheid state, and the establishment of a Palestinian state. So it's a political solution. The current approach, supported by the Netta's, supported by the sitting congressman, is to allow Israel to continue its mission to destroy Hamas.
Yeah.
And destroying Hamas militarily is impossible.
Yeah.
Even if they were to assassinate every Hamas leader, even if they were to kill every Hamas fighter, there would be more militants that came up in their place, because every bomb that's dropped kills family members, that radicalizes the survivors, and then they become militants.
Yeah.
It's the bad logic of the U.S. war on terror.
Yeah. So you get to the White House. Let's say you win. You get into the White House.
Congress.
Excuse me. Get into Congress. First three things that you would change. What would be the first three things of your agenda that you want to start work on?
Well, as I said, publicly financed campaigns, number one, because I don't think we can address anything else until we do that. Number two, what I want to do is, it's hard to pick just three. So I've got a whole...
I'll go five.
So one thing I would like to do is paid family and medical.
Yeah.
Paid family and medical leave for every working American. And that would cost just about... I wish I had my notes. I don't want to give you bad numbers. So
good numbers are good.
Paid family medical, that would be 2.3% of the defense budget. So what I propose we do is we slightly shrink the defense budget.
Yeah.
We have the biggest one in the world.
Yeah.
By the way, we could cut our defense budget in half and we would still have the biggest in the world, okay? So I'm just talking about a drop in the bucket here to get us universal paid family medical. I would also want to get, I would like to see medical debt forgiveness. If we were to spread it out over 10 years, we could pay off all, we could forgive all the current medical debt for about, that is another 2.3% of the defense budget. I would also like to see debt-free college. And by that, I mean tuition is paid, room and board is paid.
All colleges or like community colleges like Domicile?
Four-year public.
Okay.
Also community college.
Yeah.
And that would cost about 8.6% of the defense budget.
Okay.
So I propose slashing that.
So you want to slash the defense budget
in
order to take care of other issues that we
That's
have.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And that may sound radical to people, but as I said, cut in half, our defense budget would still be the biggest in the world. Now, we may have to close some of these overseas bases, but in my opinion, that would make us more safe. If we didn't have bases in Syria and Iraq right now, those wouldn't be getting attacked. Right? Like, we have a bombing campaign, the U.S. has a bombing campaign in Syria and Iraq because the bases we have there, which shouldn't be there, are being attacked.
Okay.
So spending less money on the military can make us safer.
Are you doing two things right now? Are you working and campaign trail at the same time? You are?
Yeah.
And then with a kid?
With a kid.
That's cool. You have no time.
I'm burning through all my vacation days.
You are burning. you are burning.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying your campaign trail? I mean, what made you just... You're up against Panetta, which is a juggernaut.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless you. You stepped into the ring. Why did your wife sit down and talk about that?
We did.
You did? And she said, go for it?
No.
She said no. Yeah.
She thought it was insane. And it was insane.
Well, yeah.
But she said, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. And we're going to try to win.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay.
Yeah.
And that's how it started. I mean, the reason why I decided to run was I was angry. I kept going. I'd been emailing and mailing and phoning his office for years.
Panetta's.
Okay. For years.
Yeah.
And either didn't hear back or I got back some kind of form letter that really wasn't relevant, sometimes not at all relevant to what I had said, or I'd get a call back from the staff and they would completely misunderstand my position that I'd spent a long time explaining.
Yeah.
And so I didn't feel heard. And I think for me, it was, I saw Panetta not supporting any possibility of a diplomatic resolution in Ukraine. I saw Panetta supporting a buildup of arms in Taiwan and using what I thought was some really dangerous language, never referring to China as China or the Chinese government, but the Chinese Communist Party.
Okay.
And the reason why he was saying Chinese Communist Party was to stir up fear so that people would support flooding that region with weapons.
All right.
And so I do not want to be in a war with China. I mean, imagine how devastating that would be to our economy.
Sure,
like, think of the disruption of the supply chain during COVID was catastrophic. Right. Imagine what's going to happen if we're at war with China and they cut off all their supplies, all their shipping to us.
Yeah.
It would decimate our economy.
Yeah.
Recession would be an understatement.
So you got, how you been doing? Have you been campaigning, even on the trail? You got till next Tuesday, right?
Yeah,
and your wife gets you back.
Yeah, that's right. And my kid, my kid has been missing.
Do you think you're going to win?
I think to win in the primary, a lot of people don't understand how congressional primaries work in California.
Yeah.
There's three people on the ballot in my race, a Republican, a Democrat, and me, the Green.
Yeah.
The top two survive to face off in November.
Okay.
So we're only eliminating one.
Yeah.
So for me to win, I only need to get more votes than the Republican.
Get rid of the other guy.
And the Republicans are weak in this district. So I actually think that's very possible.
Okay. So you have a chance.
I definitely have a chance.
All right, we're rooting for you.
All right.
And this is next Tuesday. So go out and people go out and vote for Sean Doherty. And what's your website, Facebook, Instagram, blah, blah, blah. Give me all that information right now so people can listen.
SeanForPeace.org. SeanForPeace.org.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and from there you could, on all my social media, my handle is Sean for Peace.
Okay. It's all over there.
Yeah.
Sean, thank you. Good luck. Thanks for coming out this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll have some more vanilla next Wednesday. Thanks, buddy.